cool. How about fish?
Fish. We stopped on Mother's Day, the lake. Again, I was in contact with the DEC about the fact that I had reports of not catching very many of the rainbows that we put into the water. And the fisheries biologist told me to actually continue the program for a little while longer. And so I will still stock about 90% rainbow and 10% bronze. The bronze are doing very good. They're very healthy and thick. They're a little harder to catch, but they're being caught. And I still don't know exactly what happens with the rainbows, but if we don't get reports in the next years that we will be catching them again, then I will maybe stock more bronze and gradually shift over to a higher percentage of bronze. That's a stocking program. And Denny Rogers, the one that really helped me this year, put him in the water. I want to mention it. Actually, the whole family of Rogers was there to help me put him in the water. The other thing that I can report on from the fishing is the fishing contest. We did it on the 4th of July itself this year, and it worked out really well. Barbara, thanks for pushing it a little bit. We have 39 fishermen and fisher girls. It was very well attended. It was a hot day. It was not the best weather to catch fish, but I would think we caught maybe another 50 fish or something together. I think everybody pretty much caught something. After almost giving up, Dan Rogers actually caught the biggest fish at around 11:30. He brought a 3-pound and a little bit brown trout in, beautiful fish, which was the biggest fish overall and the largest trout. And Katie Cox, I think, on behalf of the whole family, reported the largest non-trout, which was a 2-pound, 4-ounce bullhead. So it's a large, fat bullhead that they brought in. And I'm not really sure if she actually caught it herself or whether this was a family effort. But she was the one that I wrote down for it. But it was another year where it was a lot of fun. It's a good happening to do. That's my fishing report. Any questions?